was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.
Hello everyone and welcome to Heart Matters. I am so glad to be back. For those of you who don't know, my name is Ginger. I am your host at Heart Matters and I'm one of the 12listen advisors, and I'm so glad to be back. I had been out for a little bit, had some medical things going on, and I am back and healing nicely each day. It seems like the guides had and angels had wanted me to work on my third eye instead of my regular vision. So that has been improving. I've been having some amazing dreams. The clairvoyance has really reached new levels. So I'm so happy to be back and to be with all of you. And I wanted to say welcome to everyone. Jennifer is here tonight. I'm going to introduce her, and she's going to be helping me with the chat, read the chat and the questions from everyone. So I'm so glad to have you here. And for those of you who don't know Jennifer, she is one of the advisors at 12listen.com, a wonderful astrologer and friend. So welcome, Jennifer.
Hey, Ginger. It's so much fun to be here with you tonight. Hi, everybody listening.
Yeah, I am so excited that we have people here. And Jennifer, if you can just kind of look in the chat so we can say hello to everyone. Jennifer's going to be my eyes this evening. And I'm just so grateful and honored to connect with everyone and to be back. So I'll turn it over to you, Jennifer.
Yeah, if you guys are listening tonight, you can join us in the chat room by going to 12radio.com. And on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see the word chat. Click on that. It'll pop you into the Facebook group. And right now, I see Renee is here tonight.
Ginger. Hello, Renee.
Laura is here.
Hi, Laura.
Pamela is also joining us. And Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. I'm so glad everyone's back. So glad to connect. And I imagine that other people will be coming in, Jennifer, as the show goes on. We are going to be doing some free mini readings. I'm excited to get back to those. So Jennifer and I will kind of tag team on those. She'll read. She's graciously agreed to read the questions, and then you'll get like doubles. So it's going to be a really fun evening. We did, however, want to talk a little bit, since, you know, Jennifer is such an amazing astrologer, talk a little bit about the energy that you can expect for Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to give some I'll give some stress tips and techniques. We'll talk a little bit about that, but Jennifer, what can people expect for Thanksgiving for those celebrating?
Well, if you're in Colorado like I am, you can expect some snow. if we're gonna do the weather, I might as well do all the weather. Today is, Ginger? Today is the very first day of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, 0 degrees. I'm talking about this because it will flavor tomorrow, of course. We're gonna be in Sagittarius until December the 21st. And we have the moon in Aries. Mercury is also in Sagittarius. So that those three planets are bringing a lot of fire and passion. So I'm imagining we're going to be like in the kitchen cooking, even if it's for ourselves. We're going to have the passion and the drive and the power and the desire to like create some solutions. If you are getting together with friends, you can also count on the fact that Jupiter is in Taurus, which at 7 degrees, it just retrograded back to 7 degrees. That's kind of, the number 7 is kind of like a holy number. Saturn's at 0 degrees of Pisces. So when I look at this chart, and I just drew it here, it is a beautiful and amazing time for new beginnings.
I love that.
So the invitation is really like if you're going to a family event, if you're hosting people at your home, or if you are on your own for this Thanksgiving, like a lot of us are, do something different. Do it a little bit differently than you usually do. Take some of the stress off of yourself. Invite others to take some of it on. but just to kind of shake it up a little bit. And to remember, too, that this season, Sagittarius season, this entire month, ruled by Jupiter, is all about joy. Really, that at the core of it, that's kind of how I feel in this season. And when we know that that's a theme, we can kind of invite it into our life. That's how I'm looking at what we can expect for tomorrow.
I love that because, you know, like we got a lot of fire because we got the Aries moon too. So that's coupled with that Sagittarius sun. Love that Jupiter and Taurus because every time I think of Taurus, you think of good food because like restaurant actually has the word Taurus, so derivation of that in there. So yeah. Lots of good food, a lot of fire energy. And I like that where you said do something new because like when I think of that Aries energy, that moon, it's like that courage, that bravery, that independence. But like, you know, but with you couple Aries and Sagittarius, at least for me, I'm thinking of optimism, a lot of laughter. So, you know, it really is what you make it. But also, Jennifer, when I look at the Aries moon too, I see like a lot of just important. And Luna's agreeing. She's
joining. Yes. Hey, Luna. Pamela is saying hi to Luna and Freya Ginger, just so you know.
I think of the Aries moon and I think of like the importance of like boundaries, like that self-love. Because, you know, a lot of times some of those, we have those family members who can cause some scenes, you know, sometimes it can be a lot and it's, or ask too much. It's really important that we know like our boundaries, you know, like of course the optimism, the laughter, the fun, the good food with Jupiter and Taurus. But I think it's really important too, that we have time for self-care with that area and boundaries as well. I think that's really important.
And the tendency with this moon in Aries and the Sag sun, I can very much relate to this energy because I have Aries sun, Sag rising. But this moon, you know, Aries isn't always like we think Aries would be really good at creating boundaries. But what happens for Aries is like we're like, okay, I've got boundaries, but then we don't enforce them, or an Aries doesn't enforce them until, you know, someone trespasses a little too far and then they get snapped at by that Aries moon.
Right.
So everybody like create good boundaries and then like really take care of them, really take care of them. And don't let yourself, you know, get to the bitter end where you're letting people cross those boundaries or you're crossing them yourself and then end up exploding.
Right. And another tip I'd like to give everyone too, you know, I've always been through study astrology and everything, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this, Jennifer. I'd love to hear it. It's really important like to feed our moon. And so my son, he has an Aries moon, and you know, one of the things that to do to feed his moon when he's feeling down and out, and I would suggest everyone look at your moon before Thanksgiving too, that'll help for any time. You know, with the Aries moon, and I'm thinking the Aries moon energy tomorrow, competition. So any games you play around at home, whether it's cards, board games, or anything, looks like a good time for that and fun. But I would say just take it with lightness and just see it for a game, but really just see for the optimism of it. And it looks like it could be a really good Thanksgiving for everyone. So I just wanted to add that. Like, it looks like a really good time for competitive games, too.
Could be, yeah. And that's kind of a fun thing to do at family gatherings, I think. When I was hosting large Thanksgiving gatherings, we would sometimes go outside and play football or play in cornhole was another game that was really popular. I never heard of it until my ex-husband brought it home after going on a trip with some friends. But hey, can I tell you who else is here?
Absolutely. I love it.
We have Suhani's here listening.
Hi, Suhani.
Geraldine has joined us
Hello,
tonight.
Geraldine.
And Laurie Love is here. Laurie
Oh,
Love is
I
a
love
radio
her.
host on
Hello,
Mondays.
Lori. Yes, she is also one of our advisors at 12listen.com and one of 12 radio host as well. So thank you so much, Lori. So glad that you are here to support us. Such a good feeling to see everyone here gathered.
Yeah, you have been missed, Ginger.
Yeah. And Luna is seconding that. She's been quiet all evening, and now she's really, I think she's missing her too. I do, but we are going to do some free mini readings too. But I think I wanted to touch upon, Jennifer, something you said earlier that I think is really important. And, you know, like, of course, we do, like, during the holidays, we do have, you know, many of us are lucky to spend time with family or friends, and we even have Friendsgiving now, things like that. But, you know, like you said, for some of us, it can also feel lonely, like whether we have family in the car, or like if, you know, we're spending it alone or something like that. And then, you know, the pressures of just, like, spending, things like that, if like, financial issues are
Right, because Black Friday is the day after, and I don't know about you, but even though I don't tend to get involved, I feel the pressure, like I should go get the Christmas presents now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something like it's like we don't even have like Black Friday anymore because like it's went on for like a week at most places, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, so there is that kind of pressure, and then, you know, and then, like, of course, for those of us who have loved ones that are crossed on the other side. So at the same time, you know, even though it can be a very jolly time, a very happy time, it also during the holidays can bring time for just a little loneliness, sadness, or depression. And, you know, I think it's really important, you know, I discussed this, just kind of talking about that to everyone, letting everyone know, you know, that we're not alone. It can get stressful, you know, just this time of year with all the things that you said. So, and Luna, of course, is saying this.
She's like, my mom is so excited. I'm going to get excited too.
She's probably like, hey, Freya, co-host with me.
Freya is curled up under my desk here. She's being a really good sweetheart tonight.
That's good. She was just not feeling it tonight. But you know, I did want to offer some sources for everyone. Like, you know, if you're feeling down and out and just want someone to talk to, there is help 24/7. You know, of course, here on 12listen, we're always ready.
Yeah.
If you feel like you need some additional help, there's lifeline.org, and then you can simply text or call 988, and there's help there 24/7. Like, if you're having, you know, just a really particularly hard time, or if you're having some suicidal ideation or someone like that, there and they're always there. So I did want to share that, but, like, you know, I want to share some tips for stress management, and maybe and Luna is like all over it, and I cannot catch her, so I should have prepared for the setup.
She's having a good old time.
Yeah, she is.
And actually, there's some folks in our chat who are saying hi to her. Renee's saying hi, Luna.
For everyone saying hi to Luna, she is saying hello to all of you.
We are grateful for you, Luna.
She has the Mars and Gemini and Venus and Gemini for most of you who know her, and she's very communicative. And I will add this, with the holiday shopping, I don't know if everyone has seen like those dog speech buttons or not.
Yes.
They're trending on TikTok and things like that. And I purchased some of those for Luna, so I don't know if that'll be a good idea or bad one. I'll keep everything.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I don't know if I sent it to you. Do you guys, people listening, do you communicate with your friends through like memes and TikToks and Instagram reels? Because I have my sister and a bunch of my friends, including Ginger, like I tend to like send you guys silly stuff. And there was a really funny reel with a dog who was pushing those speech buttons. I'm excited to hear what Luna has to say when she can speak English, Ginger.
Yeah, me too. We're going to start off slow, but I'm really thinking with her Mars and Venus and Gemini, I'll take right off. So everyone posted. So back to the stress management. I just want to share these for everyone because, you know, it's really important. And please know that, you know, like we said, all of the advisors that want to listen are always there ready to help and support you.
Yeah.
Please feel free to contact us. And if you feel like it's something like where that you're wanting mental health counseling, please contact an organization like lifeline.org and you can call or text 988. So some of the things like that I've made a note of, Jennifer, and we can add, I think like for so many of us, it's like wanting, I know at least I used to do this a lot, was trying to make everything perfect for everyone coming over, like spotless house, like cleaning, like and just trying to make everything kind of look like Martha Stewart-esque, like, you know, perfection, and that really added stress. So I think it's really important to accept imperfection and delegate responsibilities because, you know, we can't do it all. And, you know, trying to do it all just kind of leads up to like a recipe for disaster. So it's really important for those of you who are kind of feeling that stress, and I've been there too, just kind of accepting imperfection, you know, just going for the moment and just the fun of it and delegating responsibilities.
And I'm sure everyone's got stories about that exact thing. I was speaking with my sister earlier about Thanksgiving and about all the ways that we've taken the pressure off of ourselves to create exactly what you're talking about. And instead to really simplify things. And that even means like making the guest list smaller or not doing anything. Right. Imagine that. For some of us, that's like mind blowing. Like, what? I don't have to host the entire, you know, in-laws and everybody over on Thanksgiving dinner. Nope. No. Yeah. And the other thing that I help, that I find, I don't know if this is on your list, Ginger, is what helps me when I'm feeling stress or sadness, because even though, you know, I have made Thanksgiving simpler, my daughter and her boyfriend are coming, instead of like 20 people, even though but part of me is sad, part of me misses doing those things and having a bigger family gathering. So the thing that helps me a lot this entire season actually is to focus on gratitude.
Absolutely.
So when I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to be all alone tomorrow morning, blah, blah, blah. That's, you know, sad, sad, sad. I can catch myself and go, hey, wait a minute, girl. You know, what are some of the things that are you actually alone for real? Like, no.
Right, yeah.
Going for a walk with a friend, going, you know, I got the dog here. I love my place. You know, I just kind of shift gears and focus on what is actually true and real in this moment. And that seems to really help a lot. And don't forget, guys, one, two, listen, we have the gratitude board, which is pretty cool. So and when you post something on there, it's anonymous. And the advisors who are working on the time at the time that your gratitude or your desire comes up will focus on it with you to help create it for you.
Yeah, I love that. And it's a completely free service, such a good service that One to Listen offers. That thank you for mentioning that, Jennifer. And you know, I agree, like sometimes it's good like to just scale back or do nothing. Like last year for Thanksgiving, I got it all like at a grocery store, like where they had dinners and so on. It was, you know, that year I was just like, well, I'm just gonna scale back. So it's okay to do that. You know, it's really important, like into our mental health. And you know, like just where your boundaries are, what you're comfortable with, and tend to that. And you know, I think that's so important. And like make a list, I think, because you know, if you're like me when you go grocery shopping, those of listening, and maybe you too, Jennifer, if I go hungry, I'm going to come out with tons of stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I try to make a list, you know, so like that helps too. And then kind of speeds up the process as well. So like make a list of like maybe what you're wanting to do, prioritize, delegate the responsibilities. And then another thing for the holidays too, like I think whether it's Thanksgiving or any holiday, you know, we talked earlier about it a little bit, was just that push for like spending. And like now, like, you know, it used to be Black Friday. Now, like some places have had sales for weeks and it's like, you're kind of pressured. So one of the tips too is like planning spending, making a list, maybe do like a limit for like the gift exchange or even making something. You know, sometimes over the years, the best presents that I've gotten that mean the most to me are something that someone painted or made for me, you know, as opposed to something they bought for me. So I definitely don't want to undermine the power of like making a gift for someone, you know, because I think that is a good option as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That gives me some really great memories too of times when my kids were little. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things we did. I'm having multiple memories right now, but when I, with my, you know, my ex-husband and the kids, we would each choose a name out of hats. So four people, four names. And then you were in charge of making something for that person.
Oh, and I love that.
I found the other night, one of my favorite gifts. It was from my son. He was probably like seven, and it's a coin necklace that he made. By he and his dad took like quarters and those gold dollars, you know, and they took them out. this is really silly. Took them out to the train tracks. I don't even know where they went, and let the trains run over the coins, collected them so they were really flat, drilled holes in them, and he made this necklace for me.
Aww.
But anyway, that was a tangent. But I found that thing and I'm like, oh my God, like just visceral memories of opening that up. And those gifts, handmade things, are so precious. And like you said, some of the best gifts you can get because you feel so loved that someone took time and care to actually make something for you.
Absolutely, like whether it's a dish or like a craft or something like that. And like Pinterest has so many things, YouTube has so many things, and you can really make gifts really cheap, you know, and there's so many good ideas. So I think that's a good option for people too as well. And you know, like whether finances are an issue or if you just want to do that sentiment, because to me, that, you know, those are, like you said, some of the most memorable Christmases you have when you have those gifts. So I think those are really good options as well. And
my relatives might be getting tired of my crocheted scarves. I don't know. I should ask them, crocheted washcloths, scarves, et cetera, et cetera. Like every year.
I love it. Yeah, I'm sure they're beautiful. And too, you know, it's really important like to just breathe, just take time to relax, breathe, go for a walk, meditate, dance. Like, you know, energy can get trapped in our bodies, especially with all this fire energy. I think with Thanksgiving, it'd be perfect to move, do exercise, dance, something like that to get any stress out. Paint, visualize, any of that, you know, is really important. And then, of course, grounding, just kind of making, you know, if we've got to take that 5 minutes, whether it's walking into a room or to the restroom or outside for a minute, just those 5 minutes to just kind of ground, I think that means a lot too. You know, that is important too.
And to take people with you too, like you know, you don't just have to sit around the table, or whether you're on your own or with a relative or with an entire group of people, you could take everybody outside to walk and release some stress together.
Or something
else. Right.
I love it. But I did want to offer to everyone, this is one of my, and then we'll do some readings if you're ready, Jennifer. I do see, I can see people in the chat, but I can't read it, but I do know a lot of
people. Yeah, I'll read some of them. One thing, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I'd love to, if you're listening and you are in the chat room with us, I'd love it if you shared in the chat what you are doing tomorrow, what you're planning to do tomorrow, whether it's on your own or with family and friends.
Absolutely, or what they're thankful for. I think would love, you know, that would be great. It's always fun to hear. Absolutely. But I did want to share with everyone, this is one of my favorite grounding techniques. It's so easy, and it will, like, if you, within a minute, it will ground you, get you back to center if you're feeling really stressed. It's called the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. Very easy. So, like, say you're feeling stressed, like with family, in-laws, anything like that, or just out shopping, whatever. Like, perfect. You can use it in any situation. So 5-4-3-2-1. The five would be name five things you see, like, around you. So, like, if you were in your house, maybe, like, you see the TV, the table, the chair, the dog, like, your hand, you know, whatever. It could be whatever. Then you would do, like, four things you could touch that are in front of you. So, like, maybe it is, like, your phone or something like that. So you would do four that you can touch. Three things that you can hear. So I would, like, whether it's people talking, or maybe you hear the TV in the background, or, like, music. So three you can hear, two you can smell. So with Thanksgiving, there should be plenty of smells. And then number one would be taste. So when the ideal of the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding exercise, you know, like, when most of the time when we're feeling stressed or anxious or depressed or sadness, we can tend to get in our head, and it creates, like, a snowball effect, and it really gets us out of our head and back into our body, because you're doing the five senses. So really, really,
oh, I love that.
Like I said, 5-4-3-2-1, five you can see, four you can touch, three you can hear, two you can smell, one you can taste. And again, of course, please connect with any of us advisors at 1-2-listen.com. We're always here and so happy to connect with each and every one of you. So grateful for every one of you. And then, of course, there's 988 lifeline.org that you can text or call. So is there any things from the chat about people grateful for Thanksgiving? And then we can move on into some readings if you'd like, Jennifer.
Yes, I accidentally pushed mute on my whoops. We do have folks in the chat, and I'll just put a little plug in for 1-2-listen. I learned from Mark that we're going to be having the lowest prices of the year to make it easy for people to connect with us who might need to tomorrow. If you just need to call for 5 minutes just to know, you know, someone's got your back, we'll be here for you tomorrow. I know I will. And Ginger will too. Awesome. We have Tara in the chat room saying hi. Oh, and she posted a GIF of a doggy pushing one of those word buttons.
I love it.
Renee is here, and she says, I have Thanksgiving off work, and my sister and I are having Thanksgiving together.
So oh, I sweet. Love that, Renee. Love it.
Kelly is here.
Hi, Kelly.
She says, hello, ladies. So grateful to be here. And Laurie saying, hi, Ginger and Jennifer.
Hi, Laurie.
And Geraldine says, this Aries with Sun in the first house and Venus in Taurus went shopping today and spent money on me.
Perfect. She got, I love it.
Yeah, love she it. Got beauty products, her nails, all kinds of things to make me prettier. You're oh, already beautiful, Geraldine, but I love that.
Yes,
love it. Pamela says, joy sounds good to me. I agree.
Yes.
She's saying hi. And Ginger, she's saying, great to hear your voice again.
Oh, I love it. So glad to be back, everyone.
Laura says, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Pamela saying, welcome back, Ginger and Luna. Hello, thank Jennifer you. And Freya. Yeah.
I love so it. Love
yeah.
It.
Thank you guys for participating and being here with us. And I'm going to keep refreshing and scrolling down. We have more. There's more. You ready for more, Ginger? Teresa says she's going to her mom's tomorrow with her son and a few family members.
I love wonderful. That, Teresa. Yes, love it.
In Tara shares that in Canada, our Thanksgiving was a month ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a quiet day spent with family, celebrated my nephew's birthday. Tomorrow, we have a busy day of soccer, dentist appointments, and a volleyball tournament. I'm thankful for all of the time I get to spend with my kids.
Oh, I love that, Tara. Love it.
And Teresa says she's grateful for her son, her family, her health, and her spiritual community. That's beautiful. Aww,
that is. And, you know, we're grateful for each and every one of you. It means so much to be that you're here supporting us, and every one of you do feel like family, and just so honored to be here.
Yeah, and having this connection with everybody listening in the chat room is just so special. Yeah,
it is. So I guess, Jennifer, if they're ready and they want to post questions, we'll get to it. I know a lot of people have been waiting for mini readings and ready to jump in. And I guess how we'll do it, everyone, Jennifer and I talked earlier, she's going to read the questions, and then, she, like I said, she and I will both give you a reading from that. And so that's how we'll go.
All right. I'm going to refresh Facebook. I think every radio host says that at least once.
Right.
During the show, right? Because it takes time.
Absolutely.
Nobody has any needs at all tonight.
Wow. Well, let me go ahead and I'll just pull some cards for a group reading. Anything you get in there, Jennifer, we will do. So I can just kind of get these and see here what I have for everyone. So, you know what I see for everyone? I do see, it looks like, you know, there's going to be a lot of strength, a lot of support for us. It's really saying, follow your passion, the angels and guides. Say, doing something creative or something that really inspires you. It looks like a good time for that. Looks like, you know, I see like a picture of a lion, so that would embody strength and courage and really just allowing like that ourselves to shine. And I do see like, too, that there can be like a lot of structure, this too, a lot of support, whether that is, you know, a physical family that you have, or maybe it's friends, or, you know, or certainly the angels and guides are coming through the other side saying they really support us, the ancestors, and are with us and supporting us every step of the way. So I hope that helps.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And what I actually pulled a couple cards while you were sharing too. And the first one that came out, I thought this was perfect for today, first day of Sagittarius, is when I'm connected to my joyful presence, I attract support from the universe.
Love it. Yeah.
And the second one is, this is kind of cool to take with you into your adventures tomorrow, whatever they are, whether you're celebrating Thanksgiving or doing something else. I let go of the shadow of my past by seeing someone for the first time with the eyes of love.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So can you see the person in front of you who's annoying you with eyes of love? Can you see yourself with eyes of love?
Yeah. I love that one. That's perfect.
Yeah, let's see what's happening in the chat. I think we have some more people posting. All right, Teresa's asking, Ginger and Jennifer, do my angels or guides have any messages for me?
Yeah, thank you. So what I see for you, Teresa, I do see a little bit of an internal conflict or struggle, a little bit of imbalance, which makes sense right now with the holidays, things like just like focus, because how they show this is like someone at a arcade, and like you got all these sounds and like lights and things like that. So that's always an indicator from the angels and guides, like it's like a lot going on, you know, like a little bit of internal struggle, a little bit of an imbalance, kind of a little bit like the rat race, just rushing here, rushing there, and that kind of feeling a little bit overwhelming, like, you know, just like with confusion and clarity. But what your angels and guides are saying is just kind of like take a pause, step back, really find that time for you, whether it's 5, 10, or 15 minutes to ground, like we talked about earlier. That's really going to set you to center, and can really change the momentum of tomorrow. And I do see like something like an unexpected gift, like whether it's something monetary, or if it's just like the gift of family, or like a laughter or a story or a memory like that, because your angels and guides are showing me an image of a gift. So they are saying that, and they're saying like it's really about balance, just kind of like that reset can really make all the difference. And the stone that they're giving you, Teresa, is jade. That really helps like with abundance, it helps with well-being, it helps like nature, you know, it really helps like with that heart chakra and just like that grounding. And then the angel that I have coming forth for you is Archangel Raphael, and that's going to help with that grounding in that body, just to get back into your body. But it looks like a real easy reset, just 5, 10, 15 minutes to ground, and then that somewhere along the day, that an unexpected gift. So I'll turn it over to Jennifer.
I love that for Teresa. And what I'm hearing for you, Teresa, is a mantra, and it is just, I am love, and miracles are natural.
Love it.
So you can take that with you tomorrow as you do the grounding that Ginger shared. So the next folks, let's see, oh, we have a nice crowd gathering with their questions. And Kelly says she's open for any messages. Please and thank you.
Oh, perfect. Hello, Kelly, Miss Gemini. So what I see for you, Kelly, what the angels and guides show, it looks like there's been a time where, like, you really took some self-time for, like, reflection, prayer, meditation, something like that. Might even have been taking some time alone, but if not that, definitely for some prayer, some just really soul searching, going within, really just taking that time for reflection. It looks like you might be a little, there might be a little bit of frustration around, like, patience, that P word that most of us don't like, including myself most of the time. But your angels and guide want you to know that, like, there's a bigger picture about this, because Archangel Jophiel is coming forth and saying it's really about, like, the bigger picture. And how she's showing this for me, it's really interesting. Like, she's showing, like, you're at a magic show and, like, you've seen this and, like, you think it's over, and then they come back out. Like, and like this, they pull, like, the, like, it's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. So it's like something when you least expect it coming through for you, or like it could even be better than you thought. And they really just show, like, a lot of love for you, a lot of support, a lot of creativity, and, like, they're showing me, like, doves around this magic act too, which is, like, how they convey that to you is, like, the dove, like that spiritual prayer, like that spiritual guidance. And, like, this being a really pure, good energy, and your angels and guides being with you, guiding you every bit of the way. So they are saying, like, they have heard your prayer. They're asking you not to lose faith. And, like, when you least expect it, like, it will come out of the blue for you, like that rabbit out of the hat. So it's like having faith in that bigger picture, knowing it's just around the corner, and they indeed have heard your prayers, and all your work has not been in vain. And the stone they give you is azurite. It's a really good stone for, like, the third eye, but it's like to increase that vision, that insight, that learning. And they're also saying if you're willing, that you can ask them to work with you in their dreams to help solve some issues, perceived issues there, and those will work out as well. So I hope that's helpful, Kelly, and I'm going to pass it on to Jennifer.
Yeah, what I was hearing for you, Kelly, is a simple, and this could be an affirmation, or, like I said, for Teresa, a mantra, and it's just, happiness is my birthright.
Love it.
Like, my birthright is happiness. And just to hold that as you go through your day,
love
and
it,
week and month. Happiness is my birthright.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Geraldine would like to know, she would love to know if she will be moving in the next 2 weeks.
Hello, Geraldine. So good to see you. I do see a high probability that you could, because I do see an invitation for you. I do see, like, that being lit up. However, they show a slight chance of a delay, but, like, if they're saying if there is, like, it's going to be because there's, like, something, like, added to that that's going to be better, like something else that needed to come into play, because they kind of show, like, something clicking. So, like, if there was, just know, like, that there is going to be that added little piece, but I do see a move coming for you. It looks positive for you. I do see that offer, that invitation for you, and I do really see beautiful scenery around this area that you're with. It looks beautiful, just really, like, very refreshing for you, like, kind of like a new start. And the angel coming forth, Geraldine, to help you with this is Archangel Samuel. He's always good to help, like, us find things or help us manifest the things that we're trying to manifest. And the stone for you is citrine. That is perfect for abundance, imagination, manifestation, and clarity with this move. But I do see the move. There could be a small chance of a delay, but if there is, just know that it's bringing an added additional thing for you that will be better than you expected.
Yes, I was also seeing a yes to your question, Geraldine, and the phrase there's a stream of love supporting my dreams. So no matter what's happening, you can know like you are in the flow of life, you are in the flow of love, and you are supported toward this dream of where you want to be moving.
That's helpful. And I just heard for you too, to piggyback off that, Geraldine, it says everything's working out for me and arriving in perfect time, because it does, like Jennifer said, it does look like it's working out and it will be right on time for you, but it looks positive.
Lovely. Laurie is sharing, Laurie Love, radio host here on Mondays. She's saying, so a lovely hairstylist friend invited me to spend Thanksgiving with her and her family. But first, she did my hair. And she shared a photo of her beautiful curls. Laurie, you look gorgeous. See this photo here tonight. And Suhani has a question. Okay.
Perfect. Hello, Suhani, Miss Libra.
She says, hi, Ginger, Jennifer, and Luna.
Aw, love it.
Been going through some issues with my husband. Any insight with this? Am I right about the third party involved? And happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you so much, Suhani. So what I see for you, I do see something like a little bit of like a pause, and like how they show this is it's really important now, like to take some time for like reflection, because I do see like your angels and guides on the other side really wanting to connect with you and help you like with this matter, to help you give insight. I do see like this has caused a lot of stress. It could have been like a lot of sleepless night, but your angels and guides are saying like justice will be served there, and it's with that balance. But like how they're really saying like the key to this is, I really, how they show it honestly is like like you're in a room and there's like all these things going on and it's so noisy and like someone's trying to talk and like you can't hear because like you're so distracted, and like so there's all these things going on, you can't hear it. So how they show this is like someone walking out of that room, go to another room where it's quieter, and that is the indicator like it's the answers are like within, like to seek with that. Your angels and guides are helping you with that. I do feel like a grandmother figure on the other side coming through to help you with this, whether or not you knew her, your waking life or not, she's really strong this life. I do see something like with the letter C too, but they are helping you, and it's the key is just to kind of find that quiet time, that inner wisdom, that inner insight, and they're going to help you with that. And it does look like this will create balance or justice served for you. And the stone that they're giving you, Suhani, is hematite. That really helps like with grounding. I use it a lot myself, and they even have beautiful hematite bracelets. I love those. I use those a lot, and it also helps with clarity and manifestation too. So I hope that's helpful for you. And the angel coming forth to help you with this as well is Archangel Gabriel. She's going to have a message for you. So I hope that's helpful, and I'm going to turn that over to Jennifer.
That's lovely. To sort of piggyback on what Ginger was sharing, Suhani, I was seeing the image of a tree, and with very maternal kind of energy and very, very deep roots. So know that you are supported. I'm going to interpret this as the women in your family on this side and the other side. And the message I was getting was about faith. And to remember that faith helps you turn your fear into love. And the love is not, doesn't necessarily mean I'm accepting this situation with my husband, but it just means I'm going to be love, because you are, and lean into my faith. And with those two things and the strength of the women in my line, my family line behind me, I'm going to meet this situation.
I love that. I love the support. Excuse me. And I see like a whole line of just women holding hands, supporting her in that and surrounding her. I love that, Jennifer, for her. I love it.
Yes. Renee is asking, oh, let's see. Geraldine's saying, I love that. Okay. Renee is saying, a message from my angels and guides for me and my sister Rachel.
Oh, I love that, Renee. Absolutely. So what I see for you, looks like you could have two choices or two things coming up, like some kind of adventure or something you decide to do like out of the blue. Because it looks like if you can see that day with an adventure, like here, like I see like like the younger versions of yourself, like the when you were young girls, like sisters just laughing and like having fun. So there's like, it's really important like to embody like that childlike energy of like magic and just like there's like potential and optimism. Cause like they're saying when you do that, it looks like something could come out of the blue, be better, even better than you thought. It just could be like around a deal, like if you go shopping or something like that, or just like that feeling of like groundedness and supported and resources for you. But it looks like how they say that, they're saying just go like with the day with like wonder and let go of attachment, have fun, and just kind of like, you know, how they show this is like when we're young, like one of the things that I love about kids. So I used to work as a children's therapist and like for years worked with kids. And one, I love that they're brutally honest. They're unpredictable. But the best thing is like when they play, like as adults, you know, like we're like, most of us are like, I gotta do A, B, and C, or we want this outcome or whatever, we're trying to do something, but they just do it for like the moment, like, and that, and like with no attachment, like they're just in that moment, allowing like that to surprise them, then there's so much more potential, because I kind of see like the universe, God, goddess, spirit, whatever that is to you, like saying, okay, now do you want this, do you want this, kind of like offering you these other options, and it was just because of that openness, and just being open to what could happen, and it bringing so much more possibilities, and it just could really be a fun time for you. The angel coming forth is Archangel Ariel, and the stone I have for you is rose quartz, and I just see like a lot of love there and just like a lot of feminine support and energy for you. So I hope that's helpful, and I'm going to pass it on to Jennifer.
That's so cool, Ginger, because for Renee, I pulled a card and it says, the universe works fast when I'm having fun. So it's all about having fun together. And the image I was getting is actually of the two of you doing artwork. So I don't know if you ever do like coloring books or watercolors, or if you would be open to doing that now, but, or if it's just the energy of that, like the playfulness and the getting into the zone of creativity with each other.
Love it.
Taking a walk, you know, doing whatever it is that allows you to laugh. I see stories being told, and you know, a lot of laughter is shared together with, because you have shared memories. But the key word seems to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
Pamela is here and she's saying, I would love a message. I'd love a message and much love.
Yeah, thank you, Pamela. So glad to have you here. So what I see for you, Pamela, is I do see like how they show this for you. They show me like a knob and it's being turned up. And this is like around like your clairvoyance or your dreams, your angels and guides. How they show this for you, I see them literally like knocking at a door. Like they have a message for you. They're of course they're going to honor your free will. But like they're saying like, if once you give them that invitation, whether it's your ancestors, your angels and guides, like they have so much to tell you and they're wrapping their arms around you and supporting you in this. So they are asking if you feel guided to call upon them, because I do have several messages for you in your dreams. I do feel like that there's a family member that's passed. It feels like it's a male that has a message for you that's trying to get through to you. So ask him to come in your dreams. He's going to come through that. And then I just, they tell me like your family, they're supporting you, especially on the other side. They're saying like, whatever it is, like perceived challenge that you're having, could be having some issues with, really stay focused. Like they're saying, keep your eye on the prize. And how they always show this analogy for me is like, imagine like you're a jockey and you're on a horse and you're in a race, and that horse has those blinders and you have people out in the crowd, and like some are cheering, some are jeering, and cheering for you, just all different things, but like that horse has those blinders on, it's only like that goal. So they're saying kind of discount like anybody that's getting in your way of your dreams, whatever they're saying, know that in your heart, know that's possible for whatever it is you're trying to manifest. They are showing a lot of strength for you, and they are showing you nothing's going to stop you from achieving your goal, but the key is just that focus on what you're trying to manifest, just talking about the good things and how that brings you joy, and then, of course, allowing those ancestors to come in if you feel guided. the angel coming forth to help you with that communication with the ancestors is Archangel Azrael. And I don't get for you a stone, but they are giving, and it's one of my favorite essential oils. But if you got doggies, or I'm not for sure about kitties, but I know dogs can't have it. It's like peppermint. It's toxic to them. But like they are showing that that helps like with clarity and focus, and it really stimulates the mind. So I will turn that over to Jennifer.
I also got the word honor, Pamela, which was kind of cool. And then I went ahead and pulled a card for you, and guess what it says? It has the word honor on it, and it says, I honor how I want to feel.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the message here is to like focus on how you want to be feeling and get into that feeling now. Mm-hmm. Create it now, whether you have to just imagine it, whatever it is. I honor how I want to feel. Yeah, that's for Pamela. Simple, short and simple.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I love how the messages are tag teaming. Really.
Absolutely,
like,
yes.
Yeah, very similar. Okay, I'm going to refresh it again. Teresa says thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And scrolling to the bottom here, Laura would also love a message.
Absolutely, Laura. So I'm going to look for you to see what your angels and guides have for you. Thank you so much for coming here this evening. And while I'm pulling for you, Laura, I did want to make a quick little announcement for everyone. I hope it's okay, Jennifer. And it'll be soon, maybe next week or the upcoming weeks. Jennifer and I have talked, and we're so excited. We're going to be doing a show on the astrology and the soul connections of the royal family, because I know that The Crown has been trending on Netflix for those of you who watch it, and we want to take that from a soul level. And Jennifer and I had peeked into a little bit of that, and I will tell you, there's so much to tell and so many interesting aspects. So please be on the lookout for that very soon, because it's going to be a special show where we're going to be talking about the connections of the royal family. So Lori, what I see for you, I do see like it looks like you're really busy. It looks like kind of like hustling. I see like you juggling a lot of things. They're showing me an image of someone literally juggling here and there and all this thing, and kind of like really busy. It does look like some kind of money or a gift could be coming to you, whether that's a gift of like family, creativity, or like an actual monetary gift. I do see that possible for you, or even a piece of jewelry coming for you. It does look like there is clarity for you. It does look like a breakthrough coming for you. And again, like us, it's just like the universe kind of giving you like a blessing and someone handing you something in the form of a gift. I do see that coming for you. The stone that they give you as well to help with that is citrine, and the angel coming forth to help you with that is Archangel Ariel. So I hope that's helpful.
Nice to have Archangel Ariel when the moon is in Aries.
Yes. You know?
Very cool for Laura. Laura, juggling a lot of things. And when I shuffled my deck, two cards. I mean cards, of course. Maybe you're going to buy two cards. I don't know. But the first one is, I choose love no matter what. I choose love no matter what. And the other one is, I am unapologetic about what I desire and trust that what I focus on will grow. And I really love that both of these cards are focused on what you want, Laura, what you desire, what you focus on, and what you choose. And it just felt really powerful coming through both of these for you.
I'd love that. And, you know, as you were talking, Jennifer, they showed me too, like an image of like, you know, those like little lighters, like you light a candle and they're long and they had that stick, like that long stick, and like you click it and it lights up. They showed that because like it was like an image of like kind of like it was dark and then like it was clicked and that lit up. So that would be an indicator that like you're going to have an epiphany or something like that felt like it was out of your reach or not to you yet, comes available, or like another idea or another option with this monetary, or like this gift comes up and it's like out of the blue and like, oh, okay, I see this now. So whether it's an idea or someone presents you something, it looks like that is going to come too, because they show me like someone flicking it and then the light coming on. But they're saying mostly too, like, it's important like to be yourself, like Jennifer said, and like let your light shine too. I really see that, and like, you know, what makes you happy, but like letting your light shine, then that'll attract more of that as well.
Love that.
Thank you,
Laura. Yeah. Laurie Love is saying, was that reading about Archangel Ariel and being really busy receiving money for me? We were reading for Laura, but Laurie, you got to take it if it calls to you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right. And why don't we pull some cards? And for some reason, I'm talking about cars, and I know why. It's because I just
car,
got
Jennifer.
My.
Someone's getting a car.
Someone's getting a car. You get a car. You get a car.
It might
and
be
you
a
too.
Girl. It might be a model. It could be a real thing. Someone's getting a car.
I think we have a couple minutes. I'm hoping, Jay, that we have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick reading for Laurie.
Okay, so Laurie, let me look and see
Love
what eagle thing guides have for you. She said 2 minutes. Okay, so we got this. What I see for you, it does look like something coming out of the blue for you, but they're saying the key is not to attach to that, not this one thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's something you're really hoping for, not to say, well, this is kind of this or the end all, to like say, okay, this is like, put your desire out there. Like, it's like being in a restaurant, making your order, knowing it's going to come out the way that you want. So it's important like to say that, and that what you're trying to manifest, and then let that go and say this or better. Because I do see like a breakthrough coming for you, no matter what the outcome of whatever this is you're trying to manifest, and like a new beginning, a new start. And this really could lead to like something you're passionate about. So it does look like a gift coming for you. And if you can let go of that attachment, it can be even better than you think. And the angel that I have coming forth for you is Archangel Jophiel. That is the big picture. And the stone that I have for you is Topaz. And that's going to help like with clarity, manifesting, and magnification. So I turn it over to Jennifer.
I love all of that. And this sort of piggybacks on that reading, Laurie. The moment I embrace, this is a card I pulled out that popped out. The moment I embrace my peace within and surrender the outcome is the moment that the universe can truly get to work. So the moment I embrace my peace within and surrender the outcome is the moment that the universe can truly get to work. Love it.
Love it.
I'll take a little bit of that too.
Absolutely. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday, no matter how you spend it. Really be sure to spend that time for self-care, grounding, and letting go of any perfection, and just having that fun and adventure. I think that can be good for all of us. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Ginger.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Everyone, thank you so much for coming to the show. And please look in the future for Jennifer and I talking about the royal family. It's going to be a really good show.
Coming up, yes. And have a beautiful Thanksgiving, everybody. We are so grateful for all of you.
Yes. And please check the boards at 1-2-listen.com. They're absolutely free, the gratitude boards. And remember, advisors are on hand to talk to you. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Good night.